Joining me on Ice Hockey UK Radio, sponsored by McDonald's, is the GB Women's goalkeeping coach, Nathan Craze. Nathan, hello, how are you?
I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, not bad at all. Just talking really about what your role is, because it's unusual for the GB Women's team to have a dedicated goalkeeping coach. It's a massive thing for them, which has gone down really well. Just tell us, you know, what your role, I mean, you're a goalkeeping coach, but what does that entail?
Well, over the course of the year, I've been attending all the camps, working one-to-one with obviously all the goalies, you know, kind of working on different kind of plays that are going to be in games, doing a lot of video analysis as well, and, you know, really working on the development, kind of preparing now for these games.
I noticed in your training session yesterday, you got the cameras out. Jay does your video analysis, I think, got those out, and you were watching them. Is that then footage that you then look back at afterwards?
Yeah, I get the iPad out, and, you know, we use that then as part of the video analysis for different drills, and then I'll go back to the hotel, watch that over, and then go over them with the goalies, you know, on things that they need to kind of sharpen up on, and kind of preparing for tomorrow's game.
I mean, how different is it being a netminder? You know, people always say that netminders are crazy. You've got to be crazy to be in a position of netminder, but it really is a specialist position, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. I think, you know, this is one area that, you know, with me coming on board, is the mental side of the game. You know, being, you know, kind of an ex-GB player and playing under that pressure. You know, you have 5 games in a week, which is a lot. So a lot of goalies need to kind of be mentally ready. So I've been helping them with the mental side of the game as well. I make sure they kind of focus, doing the basics right, and just making things easy on themselves then, so they're more relaxed going into games.
Mm. Now, obviously, people remember you, as you say, as a GB player and a Belfast Giants player most recently. But since you left the Giants, what have you been up to recently? I know you've got your own goalie clinic. Is that where most of your work is now?
Yeah, I do my goalie camp every year, which I've been running for the last 5 years. You know, it's really kind of a good way of kind of giving back and, you know, putting more into the development of goalies in this country, which I don't think is enough of. And then I do the goalie coaching at Belfast as well. So, you know, for me to get involved now with the national team, you know, it's something I'm really proud to do, and to kind of help with the development of goalies for GB for the future.
Just talking about the men, you know, people often say that we're short of goalies, but if you look at the moment, you've obviously got Stephen Murphy's been the number one for a long time, and of course Ben Bounds, and then go further down the list, you've got someone like Adam Goss, Dennis Bell, just a couple of names just to mention that, you know, that there is more depth, I think, than people realise.
Yeah, I think, you know, we do have top goalies, but I think the only issue is that if injuries do occur, like Murph happened this year, is making sure we have enough depth. And I think that begins, obviously, with the development from 18s and the junior programs, and kind of educating more coaches so they can help their goalies as well. And I think, you know, the more goalies we can get involved playing, the better it's going to be for the national program.
Okay, thanks very much for talking to us. That's Nathan Craze on Ice Hockey UK Radio, sponsored by McDonald's.